literally taught yourself a vibration about them that never goes away. It always has the potential of being activated again, and a myriad of things will activate it. A smell, a sight, a sound, the look of a face, the sound of a song, all kinds of things will, as Jerry and Esther move about the country in their monster bus. Jerry, who has traveled as an entertainer long before he knew Esther, has been up and down every highway. And now, as they travel many of these same highways, his past is activated as they get into the area. There are some places where he spent quite a bit of time that Esther relishes driving into the area, because every time they drive through, she hears yet another story. She will say to him, "How can we have been together for over 25 years and I'm still hearing new stories?" And he'll say, "Well, I never thought about that." But they're in the area and something triggers the activation of a vibration. And here it comes again. Whole new chapters of his life come forth, you see. What brings forth your question?
I've been milking the essence of what I want in a relationship. I would love to have a partner.
Yes.
And the timing with this particular person, we've never gotten the timing together. The timing has been off.
Well, you heard us. This is a story that we often tell, but it has such important understanding in it. A woman said, "Will my son find a mate soon?" And we said, "Hopefully not." "Why?" "I thought that would be the answer to all of his problems." We said, "If they come together now, they will be the same. She will be unemployed as is he. Mm-hmm. She won't like herself as he does not like himself. They'll bang around together, have a terrible time, and then blame each other for the problem and break apart. And then everything's just stronger in their vibration." And this woman said, "Oh, that's what's been happening." And so something that you can do to soothe yourself is say, "I have been fixating on what I see as the essence of this person." And either the essence of this person is not a vibrational match to what I really want, or I'm not yet a vibrational match to what I really want in the essence of this person. And in either case, it's good that you haven't come together, because if you come together when you're vibrationally mismatched, you cannot stay together anyway. So now, can you feel how soothing that is? Mm-hmm. So you say, "The timing is just right. I'm in the process of getting into vibrational alignment with my dream." And, you know, we love your words when you say, "I've been fixating on the vibrational essence." Because when you focus upon the vibrational essence of someone, and you can be very specific about that. You can like the way this person looks and smells and sounds. You can be very specific. We don't mean that you have to only focus upon the vibration. You can focus on the translation of the vibration as it comes through your physical senses. But as you focus upon the physical essence of this person and you bring yourself into alignment with that, that person or someone so similar you won't notice it, someone else will show up. And when they do, you'll know it and so will they. But if you force it, if you say to the universe, "The timing matters more than the alignment, because I'm so tired of being without someone that someone is better than no one, no matter what." If you force the timing issue through your determination and through your action, and you come together, and you could make it happen, and you come together physically before you have come into alignment with you, it won't be a good experience. It's so much better. So what we just said to you is there's a relationship that's more important than that relationship that you got to tend to first. And that's your relationship with this vibrational escrow. Your relationship with you first, and then every other lovely person in the world will come along. Good?
Thank you.
Most who are looking for a partner are pointed upstream in their loneliness. A friend said, "Abraham, I don't think you care if my lover ever comes. I think you want me to just make him up in my mind and get so good at enjoying the vision of him in my mind that I don't notice that he's not there." And we said, "That's exactly right. That's what we want. Because when you don't notice that he's not there, he will."